This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. By all accounts, Edward Snowden is still in Moscow at an airport there. The U.S. wants to arrest him for violating the Espionage Act. It could be months before Snowden is able to leave Russia. He's asked the country of Ecuador for asylum. If you're carrying several laptops packed with government secrets, you can't exactly stretch out on a bench to get some shut-eye. Well, luckily for Snowden, the airport has what's called a capsule hotel, a pod hotel, a place where travelers can rent very tiny rooms for a few hours at a time if you've missed your connection, or for longer if you're fleeing the feds. Capsule hotels are popping up in airports and cities around the world. Marketplace's Mark Garrison checked one out in New York to see how Snowden may be snoozing.
The lobby of Pod 39 in Midtown gives no hint it's a capsule hotel. It looks like a cool new boutique. The restaurant is packed with hipster bait, fancy tacos, complex cocktails, attractive young staff.
This is one of our more popular room categories. It's our bunk pod.
Hotel GM Scott Yeo says it's available for $195 tonight. That's far cheaper than a typical Manhattan hotel and smaller, but it's palatial compared to the tiniest pod rooms. They're 65 square feet and currently sold out. Snowden would appreciate the sturdy safe, which fits several data-rich laptops. A shower will refresh after a sleepless night in a cold sweat, and plenty of pillows to line the door to foil snoops, as Snowden did in Hong Kong. The hotel's GM is on the case.
We ration 2 pillows per person, but we always have more in case you need more pillows.
Excellent. There's also free Wi-Fi, so Snowden can leak to his heart's content. Back in the lobby, guest Jim Vondracek shudders at the notion of being holed up in a capsule for long.
There's definitely a cell-like aspect to it just because the walls are very close to you.
He hit his head a couple times, but overall, he enjoyed his three-night stay. The hotel's developers didn't originally expect to attract many business travelers like him. That surprise popularity is part of why more capsule hotels are opening up to squeeze guests in. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Want to take a peek inside a pod hotel? Well, we've got video of a cramped room from that airport hotel in Moscow Ed Snowden may have visited, and some photos of the one that Mark looked at marketplace.org.